One of the most seemingly natural parts of life, childbirth, is frequently anything but natural. A new documentary made in the borderlands explores the experiences of expectant mothers and the often adverse outcomes they face within our healthcare system. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. A new documentary explores the birth stories of women in the El Paso region and looks at the medical interventions that often accompany childbirth. The film is titled Birth in Pieces, and I'm happy to have its director, Nicole Cobb, and one of the film's producers, Libby Berkeley, on the program today. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. I should mention you are co-founders with Naomi Furtman, a professor here at the University of El Jardín Birth and Family Resource Center, and Naomi is also a producer on this film. So you three, correct me if I'm wrong, Nicole, but I want to say the first time you told me about this idea, it was like 2015?
That's correct.
Wow. So what a journey you've been on. Backing up to 2015, what was it that made you want to make a documentary like this?
Well, we met in 2012, I want to say, 2012.
My goodness.
And I had just moved back to El Paso from California. And I actually met Libby at the baby cafe because I was experiencing struggles breastfeeding my first son, Agustin. And so I was ready to give up, and I just moved back to El Paso, was looking for some community, and found Libby, and also met at the same time Naomi, who had just had her first daughter, and was also, both of us were processing what had been difficult birth experiences. Mm-hmm. And so at the time, we weren't thinking about film at all, but the three of us came together and started thinking about how to form community for mothers within El Paso.
And around so, Libby.
Yeah. And so that's really where it started. Libby already had a community around her, around breastfeeding.
Right.
But what we started to hear when we were talking to other mothers was a lot of questions and a need to discuss other topics related to motherhood and the transition to parenthood and birth. And so the three of us actually started to organize free workshops, and we didn't have trouble getting people to these workshops, and we didn't have trouble finding speakers. There were plenty of professionals, OBs, nurses, midwives, nutritionists, doulas, all sorts of professionals that wanted to come speak to our group that we were assembling.
So Libby, did the idea for El Jardín Birth and Family Resource Center come out of these early conversations, and then the film came out of the development of what El Jardín would become?
Pretty much, yeah. The original discussion groups had a different title.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Women's Cafe because I was running a baby cafe, and we thought, well, this would be a nice outgrowth.
Mm.
And then it didn't take very long before we renamed it and launched our own organization. And so the El Jardín group was basically just what we had done in Women's Cafe discussion groups. But it didn't take very long before Nicole, Naomi, and I had an aha moment, because we just kept hearing women telling their birth stories in this, you know, kind of a friendly living room kind of a setting that we had. And a
lot of space.
It's very safe, and it was all female, and it was just story after story after story. And I think Nicole and I said to each other one night in the parking lot
after
a meeting, we were like, you know, StoryCorps, you know, people who listen to public radio will probably remember those little segments that we air here on Friday, where people just kind of like chat a little bit. And that was our original idea.
We thought, wow, these stories are just as powerful as what we hear in StoryCorps. And we were talking about how a StoryCorps had made us cry, and talking about the birth stories that we hear and just how powerful they are. And so we wanted to capture them.
Which is the root of documentary, is to document.
Yeah. So that's how it started. We weren't even thinking about a documentary quite yet. But
you were just going to get people on camera and capture their stories. So at what point, though, in capturing those stories, because I know you've been doing this for several years, did you say, okay, there's a thread here, there's commonality between some of the stories or a lot of the stories about adverse outcomes, particularly in the medical world, expectations not meeting the outcomes. At what point did it become a formal documentary and not just a collection of stories? Because this documentary is about more than just telling the birth stories of these women, and they are powerful stories, but the thread that seems to run through it is that their expectations for what they wanted out of that experience did not meet reality.
So we started collecting the stories in 2015, and we all realized the potential impact they could have on film, but we weren't quite sure how we were going to do it, whether it was going to be a documentary or just kind of little snippets, pieces of birth stories. And so this project started in 2015, and it's really evolved, I would say, every year, because the more people we started to interview, the more it became clear that their stories resonated with each other. And we realized, let's not just talk to the moms, but let's get other perspectives mm-hmm. from medical professionals. And as we
I love how that had grown into the film.
Yeah. And as we were then getting those stories too, we started hearing national stories. Mm-hmm. So maternal mortality is something that's been in the news. Even as recent as last week, we were sending each other an article from the New York Times about the U.S.'s maternal mortality rate.
Which ranks among the worst of developed countries.
It is the worst.
The worst. Yeah. Number one. We are number one in mortality, which is not something you want to be number one in.
No, and it's really surprising. And it's just, so the research as we were recording these stories started to come out, and we realized these stories are the personal face of a broken mm-hmm. maternal mortality
system. And they're right here in our community as well.
Absolutely.
So, Libby, as you began to bring in, there's academics in the film, there's OBs, there's people who are constantly caregivers for pregnant women. As you have those voices in, one of the themes that also pops up in the film is just how often our healthcare system moves women in childbirth into medical interventions that, as you point out in the film, cascade into a lot of adverse effects. Is that something you knew statistically going in that you would hear a lot of, or did it grow out of these common stories that were capturing women's stories of childbirth?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a lot older than Naomi and Nicole. My kids are their age. And when I heard their stories in the baby cafe at that, we don't have the baby cafe anymore. We have something similar. But we started noticing themes. Themes popped out at us. Mm-hmm. And although I'm a provider of lactation care, not of right. birthing. And so we did notice that these themes that came out were things that had been repeated over and over and over and over by lots of women. And it wasn't just C-sections. There's lots of other interventions, and I mm-hmm. think that's what you're referring to.
That's sort of the end result of a lot of these other interventions.
Or it
but
could be.
Things like inducement yeah. of labor or
yeah.
speeding labor along or epidurals, other types of medical interventions.
So birth is not an emergency. Birth is a natural event that it's nice to have this technology in our reach if it's necessary, but most birth does not require a highly trained surgeon.
Right.
Most birth requires a midwife to be basically just kind of there and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
When you introduce it into a hospital, which is a system that is basically for sick people, and the only part of the hospital that has healthy, normal people is maternity, those two things don't mix.
Uh-huh.
And that's where a lot of things start going south. Because
it's a culture problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Libby was less surprised in some way than Naomi and myself, because
you thought we'd moved further along.
Exactly. Those were our first birthing experiences. We met Libby after we had both had difficult birthing experiences, and we're both relatively well-educated women. We had insurance. So
right.
those are huge hurdles for women.
You were at
women.
The top of the resource
right.
list of women going into childbirth.
Right. We
and
felt
you still had issues.
Yeah, we still had issues. So it's like, I had insurance. I was able to get prenatal care. I gave birth in a pretty affluent hospital, and I still had trauma mm-hmm. resulting from this birth. And so I think Naomi was also similarly surprised. But Libby wasn't, because of all her years, I think, working with women and doing consultations. And she would tell us, you know, there's a trend here. It's a train wreck birth, and the women are having problems afterwards. And it's not just physical, it's emotional, and it's bonding with their babies, and it's breastfeeding. All of these things are connected. It's a tangled mess afterwards.
Yeah, there are physical effects that you point out in the film, but I was also happy that you dealt with some of the psychological effects, which are not only an outgrowth of the interventions, but the social norms and what is expected or felt is expected of women, women feeling like they somehow weren't up to the task of giving birth, and so they had to have a C-section or something, and then them dealing with the aftermath of that and feeling like they somehow failed in their first duty, which was to deliver a baby naturally. So I'm happy you encompass all of those feelings, because I think all of us who have children and are either mothers or the husbands or partners of mothers have seen that go through. It's really amazing all of the points you're able to make in just a one-hour documentary. Was that something you sat down and mapped out at some point of how much to give?
I wish we had mapped it out
all
before.
Of that?
It took a lot of editing. Those interviews were long, and you only see maybe 7 minutes of a particular mom's interview, but we sat there for 2-3 hours with some of those mothers and providers, and part of it was just they really wanted to share their story and their perspective. Yeah.
Well, it's heartfelt. There's a lot to learn from this film, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say in 8 days, a lot of people are going to get to see this film. You're having your debut in El Paso at the Alamo Drafthouse, a special event. Tell us briefly when and where that's happening.
So our El Paso community premiere will be on March 31st, Sunday, at the Alamo Drafthouse. Doors open at 12:30, and the screening will start at 1 o'clock, and then we'll have a Q&A session following the screening.
Fantastic. And Libby and you, Nicole, and Naomi Furtman will be part of that Q&A.
Yeah.
So people can interact with you directly. Well, that's super. Do you see this becoming part of the resources at El Jardín, that people can watch this film there or check it out?
Absolutely. This is something we're really excited to share. We hope that it helps other mothers realize that they're not alone if they've had a struggle in their birth experiences. And we also, not to give too much away, but it was really important for us to include stories where things did go well.
Yes.
And so
it's hopeful. It ends well.
Yeah. How do we fix the system
and make it better?
And how do we empower women within the system?
Well, you both can put filmmaker now after your name. So congratulations. Thanks for coming in and talking to me about this important film.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much for helping us get the word out. We're very excited.
Absolutely. Good luck to you. I've been discussing the new documentary Birth in Pieces with director Nicole Cobb and producer Libby Berkeley. Birth in Pieces explores the challenges and joys of childbirth through the birth stories of a number of women from the El Paso region and how the U.S. healthcare system still lags behind most developed countries when it comes to maternal care and childbirth outcomes. Birth in Pieces will have its premiere at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema at 1 p.m. on March 31st, Sunday, with a Q&A to follow by the film's makers. Tickets may still be available. You can check them at eljardinbirthandfamily.org. There's a link there to an Eventbrite page where you can get your tickets. On Film's engineer is Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.